So our problem really is to explain where the symmetry comes from. Why nature is so nearly symmetric? Put it the other way. Instead of saying, why is she slightly anti-symmetric? Say, why is she nearly symmetric? Because the law, it isn't absolutely symmetric, but it's nearly so. The question is, why is it nearly so? Nobody has any idea. The only thing I might suggest is something that interesting point, there's a gate in Japan, a gate in Nikko, which is sometimes called by the Japanese the most beautiful gate in all Japan. But it was built in a time when there was great influence from the Chinese art. It's the Yomeiman Gate, it's called. And it's a very elaborate thing with lots of gables and very elaborate and beautiful carving all over and lots of columns. Has dragon heads here and dragon heads there. It's a beautiful thing. Marvelous gate with figures of princes carved into the pillars and so on. But then, when you look closely, you'll see that in the elaborate and complex design along one of the pillars, one of the design elements, one of the small design elements, is carved upside down on one of the pillars. There otherwise, the thing is completely symmetrical, left and right, but this one thing is turned upside down. And if you ask, why is this? Then the story is this. It's carved upside down so that the gods will not be jealous of the perfection of man, that man is so perfect. So they put it purposely an error in there so that the gods will not be jealous and get angry at human beings. So I'd like to turn the idea around and claim that the true explanation of the near symmetry is this, that God made the laws only nearly symmetrical so that we shouldn't be jealous of his perfection. Thank you.